Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You'll hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
In the book of Acts, you can just turn to the first chapter, and I'm going to make reference and read a scripture there. And Acts chapter 1, I'll read 7 and 8 together. Jesus said to them, to his disciples, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority." And he's talking in reference to dates and times of events that have been prophesied about, or things that maybe they wondered about or that we wonder about, like, when's the Lord going to do this? We look at our world today and we see different events and things and leaders and governments and countries moving and doing things, and we see some of that that is potentially the fulfillment of Scripture and end times. And Jesus' reply to the disciples was, listen, it's not for you to know the times that are set or the dates that the Father has set in his authority. And he transitions here and says, what is more important for you to be aware of is this, that the Holy Spirit will be poured out on you, and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and power to be my witnesses. In other words, power to be witnesses regardless of the world events and times. In our everyday life, there will be a power of the Holy Spirit that will empower us to be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. And so, he's not saying that we have to be ignorant of time or events. He's not saying we should ignore them. He's just saying there are times and events that you have heard prophesied about that you may experience in life that are important and they can have some of your attention, but be wrapped up in this, that the Holy Spirit of God in your life, my life, the Holy Spirit has given us a power when he comes upon us to be a witness. I want to read a quote to you, and it says, "Our witness is not really complete unless we incorporate the word, the deed, and the signs of ministry." Say word, deed, sign. Word, deed, and sign. Those three things to be incorporated into our life. In other words, our testimony, our witness, the power of the Holy Spirit in our life. Our witness is not full unless there is a proclamation of his word, there is some type of act that we do in our life, some physical expression that has to do that we really believe what we proclaim, and so this deed fits, and this empowerment of the Spirit to proclaim and to act accordingly, and with a power that supersedes just our natural ability, gifting, and talent, that it would be called a supernatural power or a sign. That God is real. That God can operate beyond the course of nature which he put in place. That he can do the impossible. That he can do miracles. Paul writes in Romans chapter 1, he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel. For it is the power of God unto salvation first to the Jew and then to the Gentile." There is this proclamation, "I am not ashamed of the gospel. I will tell you the gospel." It doesn't matter what the world thinks or what someone else may believe or not believe. It's that regardless of the difference in faith, regardless of the difference of the revelation of God in my life, our life, compared to someone else's, I will still not be ashamed to proclaim and tell you about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, granted, when it's a one-on-one conversation with somebody, you don't have to do it like I'm doing this morning in the sense of preaching. It's just simply talking and proclaiming. It's listening to the need and telling about the goodness of God, his grace, His mercy. For how are we saved? It is by His grace, through faith, that we have been saved, not by our works. And it's not telling that person they've got to jump through a bunch of hoops to be saved. Well, you're going to have to stop this and clean this up, and then, maybe, knowing your condition, by my scrutiny, you might make it. No, it is not by works, mine or yours, that get us good enough for heaven. It is by God's grace, sending His Son to die on a cross for my sin, let alone yours, my sin. My sin. Mine. His grace and kindness, that when I put faith in Him, in that grace and kindness that He died for me, there is a work of being saved from my sins and the consequence of my sins eternally, that they won't be held against me because I put faith in the One who paid for them for me. Gospel's clear that even though Jesus did this, only those who are forgiven are those who believe in Him and walk in His ways. In other words, it's changing. What I used to be is not what I am anymore. And I am becoming what He's called me to become. I am walking in His way, the path that He has for me, the person I'm supposed to become that is more like Him. A proclamation of that gospel to people. A power to proclaim. A power not only to talk about the living Word of God, Jesus, but a power to overcome ourselves. A power to have compassion on people who are broken and don't deserve a good work. Because you and I are no different. I don't deserve God to be nice to me. I don't deserve Him to be good to me. But out of His kindness, He is. And so if I am a person who benefits from His kindness, how then can I hold kindness from someone else who may not deserve it? And not just in theory, but the power of this baptism of the Spirit is, yes, the power to proclaim who He is and the good news of the gospel, but the power to overcome myself that says, I'm too busy, this is inconvenient, and by looking at them, they obviously, you know, don't believe in God, they probably don't deserve this. Well, you and I are in the same camp. Until the goodness of the Lord has come into our life, and only He is the one who makes us righteous and qualifies us. So a power of this Holy Spirit, this baptism of the Holy Spirit, is to proclaim the goodness of the gospel to people, but also to move us to a place where we will act, conduct, and do things that back up that which we proclaim. Wonderful little incident this morning. Went to pull into the church, and there was a car that quit running. And you really couldn't get around it unless you had a four-wheel drive. So we couldn't get in, and so a few of us parked and put the flashers on and at least pushed the vehicle out of the way for traffic. My question is, if we would have seen that across the street and not in our drive, would we have still gone across the street to help an individual get out of the flow of traffic? I'm doing my best, Benita. That's the question. What a conflict. I'm going to church to worship the Lord, but I can't help somebody across the street. A power of the Holy Spirit to overcome us. To overcome us. That we would show some act of compassion, some act of kindness. Granted, we can't solve everybody's situation, and we can't solve everybody's problem. I mean, I can push the car out of the way, but I can't fix it. Some of you are smiling, laughing at me because it's like, you know what that means. I could walk out there with a stapler and say, hey, will this help? I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's not quite that bad, but, you know, I probably can't fix it, but sure help you get out of traffic. What about other people in life who are broke down and stuck in the flow of life? Well, they're on the other side of the office. They're on the other side of the street. They live next door. What act of compassion. You know, Jesus, obviously he proclaimed the good news of the gospel. He proclaimed the word of God. He had the word part down, but he had the deed part down also. You know, he spoke to, on one occasion, Matthew 14, he spoke to 5,000 people, gave them spiritual life, and yet had compassion on them and said, yeah, they're going to be hungry on their journey home. Why don't we feed them too? Some act of kindness. I want you to know the way we conduct ourselves gives people the best advantage to listen to what we say. Our witness is not complete without the proclamation of His Word and without the proclamation by what we do that says we are a person who believes what we say, and so here is an act of evangelism, not only a word of evangelism. A word and an act. This empowerment, this baptism of the Holy Spirit to give us power to actually go beyond inhibition and proclaim the truth of who He is and His Word and to live out Jesus with skin on before people. I'm not talking about being careless or unwise. But I want you to know that you cannot judge everybody by the exterior of their life. Oh, there's certain signs that may say they've had a rough life. You may meet them and somehow in your conversation it comes out how old they are. Oh, I graduated high school back in, 1998, which wasn't that long ago for me. 1998, so you quickly do the math. They probably graduated, they're about 18, and so you kind of do the math, and yet you look at them and say, man, they look a lot older. Because life has worn on them. You know how that happens to some people, none of us in here, of course. And you can make, put some pieces together, but you just can't pass judgment on the whole deal. I don't want to help them. They look like a crook. I don't want to help them. They might rob me. You're right. They might. I walk into a small little diner with my leather Harley hat on and my shades up here my leather vest and my chaps over my jeans and 2 days' worth of road dust and walk into a diner and say hello and watch fear come over the poor little hostess who says, I wish someone else was here to wait on you. But they sent me out of the kitchen. She doesn't know that I'm not going to harm her. I'm a pastor of a church. Not that that guarantees anything anymore. She wouldn't know. Especially when I tower over her. Not because I'm really big. Just sort of big, but she was really small. She looked small compared to the menu she was holding. And then I say, do you serve my kind here? You can sit wherever you want. All right, tell those people to move. I want to. No, I'm kidding. And then you got two other dudes that look similar to me standing with me. But after she met us and talked to us, we were harmless. Can't judge everything by its cover. See, there's people who are in need who wear suits. People in need who wear leathers. People in need who wear fancy shoes or no shoes. Who look weathered. Or look like they have it together. Our witness is not complete without the sharing of the gospel and the living out of some kindness. The third component is a baptism of power that brings forth miraculous supernatural signs. Every one of us here has been, is, or will be in need of a miracle. You want to tell people that all kinds of things around us proves that God exists. However, a revelation of God's Spirit through some word, deed, and miracle that affects their life brings about this great revelation that God exists and He is who He said He is, and Jesus Christ is the crucified one and resurrected one. Our witness is not complete without the proclamation. Our word, our testimony is incomplete without a deed, a physical act of some giving, some kind of action that shows that we are the person we declare God to be. And a supernatural sign. Just look at the Gospels. I mean, you can look throughout the whole Word of God, but even the Gospels, to see the fullness of God in Jesus Christ. I mean, He's just leaving Jericho on Matthew 14 and starting to make a journey, and two blind men on the side of the road hear that Jesus is coming by, and they just start shouting out His name. The crowd says, be quiet, and Jesus has compassion and heals two blind men. None of us in this room can heal blindness in a person. Not any of us. But every one of us can lay hands on the person. Every one of us in this room can pray for that person. Every one of us in this room can express an act of faith. Every one of us can do that. And call upon the name of the Lord. And be used by the power of the Spirit to overcome doubt, inhibition, What will people think? What will this person think? Well, I'll tell you what they think when they begin to see. When they are moved and touched by the Spirit of God through a compassion and a proclamation in your life. And a power of God that shows up, that does a miracle beyond what you and I can do naturally. At that point, our witness is complete. We proclaim who He is and tell people who He is and what He's like. We take time to do it. We show an act of kindness, some physical act, some inconvenience. Not that we say, "Do you know how far out of the way I went for you?" Yeah, that's what Jesus did. He showed up, and before He healed people, He said, "Do you know how far I've come? I mean, do you know how nice it was in heaven? Do you know how nice it was with my Father? Then I'd come down here and be one of you?" That's not what Jesus did. And then He did a miracle. Another miracle. Miracle after miracle. The baptism of the Holy Spirit of God. That baptism of the Spirit is a baptism of power. That when you speak the beautiful words, the peaceful words, the hopeful words, the words of truth about Jesus Christ, and show an act of giving and kindness, and there's some supernatural miracle that takes place through your life, it is a display of the fullness of God's Spirit's power living in you and going out of you. For us as what we call the church, or at least this local church, our witness is not really complete without the word, without some deed, and without a sign. A supernatural sign. So when I look at what the Scripture teaches, and I look at what I know this far in my life about Jesus, I have to look and say, what spirit baptism have I received? Is it a power to overcome myself? Is it a power that displays who He is in the sinful and nature of things that He supersedes with a kindness and a miracle for people? For His glory, for His name, and for the furthering of His kingdom here on earth and His fame, that there would be more who follow Him day to day. Because the church is actually a living church, an empowered church, a baptized church.
Thanks for joining us on the LifeCast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.